Radio.Dominican.edu. We are live at Calarega Plaza. College Debate 16 kicks off today. Yours truly, Stuart Horn on Penguin Radio. And we're going to be right back. Jack will be our interviewer.
We are back here on Penguin Radio, Radio.Dominican.edu, here at Dominican University for College Debate 2016 with delegates from across the country here to talk about issues in this election year. I'm joined here by Jakai, who is here for the delegation, the convention that's going on here in the town hall tomorrow. Jakai, just, you know, tell us a little about yourself here on Penguin Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jakai. I'm from Philadelphia. I attend the Community College of Philadelphia.
Awesome. And what are you majoring in?
My major at Community College of Philadelphia is liberal arts, but I plan on pursuing a business and mechanical engineering degree at my 4-year.
Awesome. And so you're here for the college debate, definitely more of a political aspect than engineering or business. What made you want to come specifically to Dominican to talk about these issues for this election year, this crazy election year?
Well, my dean of students at the college, he approached me with the opportunity, and politics has always been something in the back of my mind, like this would be fun to dabble into. But when he introduced it to me, I saw it as just that, an opportunity, and it was something that I just couldn't pass up on. I feel as though at this delegation conference, I can learn how to connect the dots and teach people how to reach out and speak out and voice their opinions.
Right, right. Yeah, you use the word opportunity. I love that you say opportunity because everyone has the opportunity to, mm-hmm. Express their opinion, think about an issue and really put it forward, not necessarily just, push it on people, just get people thinking about it, even
exactly.
If it's not, even if it's not something big like foreign policy or minimum wage or human rights, it could be something small. Like what are you interested in?
Well, my specific interest in this election year is something that's not really talked about, and is education.
Right. Yeah. Totally a smaller issue than anything that's going around all the news channels and stuff.
Exactly. And again, a word that's consistent with me is opportunity. With education brings opportunity. And that is all what I'm about with. I'm specifically interested in Free Community College because it gives more opportunity for more people to pursue education.
Right.
And if this election year alone has taught us nothing else, is that everyone has an opportunity to do something.
Right.
Take Donald Trump. He's running for president. And he has no political background whatsoever. You can do whatever you want. I completely believe in that, and that's why I'm out here.
Good, good. Yeah, I mean, nowadays having an education is so critical to get a good paying a job in the workforce. And, of course, minimum wage talk comes up and being able to live on minimum wage or, being able to have an education that can provide you more than minimum wage. So it all goes hand in hand, and it's the little issues that can really lead up to something. So, we're grateful to have you here all the way from Philadelphia. It's
yes,
awesome
it's a
that
blast.
You're here, and especially you're not a political science student. That's awesome.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
Shows that anybody can be interested. Anybody can come and do this, talk about it. Be interested in issues. I want to thank you for being on Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. I hope you enjoy this atmosphere, the town hall tomorrow, and we look forward to it all. Thank you so much, Jakai.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu. All right. We are back here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Dominican University hosting College Debate 2016 at Calarega Plaza. I am joined here by Carly. She is a senior student here at Dominican. She's on the basketball team, very involved on campus, and is actually interning here for College Debate 2016. And, we're here to talk to all these delegates, get, into issues because this election year is very critical, very crucial to the future of our country. And it's known that, students and the young vote is going to be what's so critical in this election. So I'm going to dive right into it. Certain issue, certain idea that really interests you this year in this election year.
I think some of the issues that are really important to me personally are affordable education, because higher education for high school students sometimes seems like a daunting thing to get into because of the expenses, and knowing that I'm going to go to school for 4 or more years and I'm going to be trapped with thousands and thousands of dollars in debt just isn't a really good way to start your life in your 20s. So I think that's something that I'm really passionate about, is making education more affordable for students so that they think that they can go anywhere that they want to go to be able to get the career that they're passionate about.
Right. Yeah. And as we mentioned before, a lot of things like that, intertwine with, being able to get a good education that can provide for yourself and for a family in the future, because now you know that you really have to get a good education, a bachelor's degree, master's, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to get you the good paying job. The way that it's all paid for, the way that you can come out without a debt, et cetera, is very important, very critical. There's so many people that don't, understand where their voice can go with this idea of whatever it is, whether it's, paying for your university, your college that you want to go to, or if it's, something bigger than, immigration or foreign policies, mm-hmm. things like that. Everything matters this election year. Mm-hmm. And you really want to dive into the fact that no one is unheard. If you want to express your opinion, if you want to vote, it's all there for you to mm-hmm. do. Are you registered to vote?
Absolutely. I registered the day after my 18th birthday.
There you go. Perfect. And so this will be your first presidential election.
Presidential election. Yeah, I think that's why I've been so excited about everything that's happening with CD16 and just with being able to vote in my first presidential election, because I missed it only by about 3 months.
Yeah, I missed it by like four
days.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh my, well, you were even worse than me. Yeah, and it was so frustrating because I was super involved and I was in government classes and that's all we talked about. And I was like, exactly. I have all these opinions and these beliefs, but I can't vote for anything yet because I'm not old enough. So this is just a fun election to be able to be like, wow, like my voice is actually making a difference and it really matters. So I think that's why I jumped in head first into all the opportunities that are here at Dominican and just even in local elections. Like I'm from Washington State, so I have all of my ballots are sent here to Dominican so that I can vote even in my local elections, because it's so important to be able to have your voice and even the small ones, because that's what makes a difference in your local area and in the whole nation.
Exactly. I mean, majority, minority, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter. You have mm-hmm. to get your voice out there. And, what we've come on here at Penguin Radio to talk about is that, if you're not the person that's voting, but you're the person that's, going out there to your friends or going on social media on Facebook and commenting on posts and videos, very angry, upset with what's going on, you really have to think about the idea that, you can't be so hypocritical of the fact that maybe you didn't vote, mm-hmm. but now you're going to be so critical of what's going on in this nation. And with this election being so controversial, so different mm-hmm. than what anything we've ever seen, it is very key for everyone to take their opinion, register to vote,
Absolutely.
And actually put their opinion out there. Not just, posting on some Facebook post and hiding behind that, but actually just going and voting mm-hmm. and just taking that, your ideas, to the pen and paper and putting it out there, picking the person that you want to run this country for the next 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so incredibly important. And that's why, we've been in school for almost 3 weeks now, but every single day we've had opportunities for students to register to vote through Terpro Vote, because it's so easy. And just by even putting your name out there, like I hear the biggest issue from students is that I don't want to vote because I feel like I'm not informed. I feel like I don't know what's going on. But by registering to vote, you're already opening your doors to tons of information and just information on the specific candidates or specific issues. And they still the election isn't until November. There's still so much time to get informed on the issues and where each candidate stands on specific issues, that using the excuse that I don't know anything isn't really a good one anymore.
Exactly.
Because
can get information from anywhere. And that's one of the big things, is the way that media is portraying everything that's gone on this election year with the primaries and now the general really kicking off starting yesterday in Labor Day, when it really starts off their campaign. And you can really get your information from anywhere, whether it's just online, a mm-hmm. newspaper, the TV, Facebook. I know all of those aren't very reliable, but you can at least get intrigued by just an issue like you with, being able to pay for college.
Exactly.
All it takes is just researching a little bit, getting an idea. Maybe it sparks something and you think, okay, I want to learn about that. I want to formulate an opinion, an mm-hmm. educated opinion.
Absolutely.
And then go and vote.
See, I think you hit on a really important subject, is that even if you're getting your information through social media and news sources, I think the really important thing is look at everything, because every media source that you look at is going to be skewed and biased in some way. But at least if you're looking at everything and you're doing secondary sources and third sources, like looking everywhere will help you be able to formulate opinions that are structured with your own personal beliefs and that don't have that bias anymore.
Yeah, totally. And touching back on the fact of being registered to vote or not voting, whether you talk to a stranger or a friend and they say, oh, I'm not registered to vote, it doesn't matter. Or, you know, you hear something like, oh, my opinion doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't matter if I vote or not. There's so many other people. I'm in the minority. I'm a young person. Things like that. What is your response to that?
My response is that, well, at least if I'm talking to somebody who's my age and a millennial, as I go back to, well, we're the largest voting generation out there right now. We have surpassed the baby boomers, and that's huge. And being so young, we're so passionate. Like, I think that's one thing, is that people say that millennials don't vote. But on the other hand, I think we're the most passionate people out there with our beliefs, being like, we have to live in this country for the next 80 plus years, while the baby boomers and people above us, they're not going to be around as long. So our opinions are the most strongest, because we're the ones that are going to have to deal with the repercussions of them. So when people say things like that, I'm like, well, where do you want to be in 50 years? When you're retiring and settling down, like, do you want your economy and your world to be where you believe you want it to be at right now? And the
exactly.
only way to do that is to start voting early, right when you are
get the chance,
to.
Right when you're 18.
Absolutely.
And you bring up the idea of, you know, 50 years from now, 80 years from now, you know, there's so much talk that this 4 years, possibly the election afterwards too, that people are already talking about running for, because this election year has been so different, so crazy. this next four years can really decide so many things on how, you know, things domestically work and how countries abroad look at us. So it's very important that people really get educated mm-hmm. and understand what's going on.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Carly, for being here on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio.
Thank you.
At Dominican University of California. Again, we're here for College Debate 2016 with the town hall going on tomorrow. We've got a little meet and greet going on here, and we will be right back on Penguin Radio. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody, back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, at Dominican University of California here in Calarega Plaza for the College Debate 2016. And I am joined here by Andrew. Andrew, just tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, I am originally from New Jersey. Now I go to school up in Vermont at Middlebury College. I'm really pumped to be here.
Awesome. Yeah. What brought you here? Political science major, just interested in issues, interested in this election year. Kind of what's your idea there?
So I study political science and economics at school, and I've done some political psychology research, which has been fascinating to me with this election.
Awesome.
Particularly looking at voter psychology.
Awesome.
And I have a background a lot with civic engagement, and especially engaging high school students.
Great, yeah. So then you bring up the next topic of, you know, what issue interests you most in this crazy election year in 2016 with so many different issues being brought to the table and so many kind of being left under as well. What, you know, what is your thing here? What do you want to talk about most at this town hall tomorrow?
What I'm really excited to talk about isn't just specific to 2016, but it is something ever essential in politics, and that's engaging youth in the next generation. About 20% of youth age 18 to 29 voted in 2014. That's one out of every five,
yeah,
which is completely unacceptable.
It's not okay at all, and especially in an election year where they're saying our age, our millennials, we're going to be deciding this election. We're going to be the big vote. We need to go and express our opinion, not just by, you know, social media and things, but actually going to vote. So that's great. Have you been involved in anything, you know, at your school or you know, nationally besides this delegation?
Yeah, lots of different things. At Middlebury, I'm involved with College Democrats as well as Amnesty International, and I do political psychology research with a few professors and peers. Prior to that, in high school, I started an initiative called the Fight Apathy Campaign, mm-hmm. which worked to engage high school students in politics that had never even thought about it before. And so we went into schools and we handed out little stickers that said, I believe in, .. Handed students a marker and asked them what they were passionate about. And then they filled those in and started these incredible political conversations in the hallways, cafeterias, classrooms, between students that found common interests and had never truly thought about what they cared about.
Right. That's so critical. I mean, even if it's not common interest, if it's something opposing, it's so educational to be able to talk to someone that you can really, you know, get a conversation going, learn more just about the other side and understand where people come from. It's just all about getting the conversation going, getting, you know, one sparked opinion, and that can get you completely, you know, into this whole aspect of voting and politics and everything like that.
What I've always found is that what this event does, particularly, although in general, one small political conversation, especially with a young student, many have never been asked what they are personally politically interested in.
Right.
And then this is their first chance. And so what this campaign started with 1,000 students and it's now spread to about 300,000 students over the past few years, and we're expanding hundreds of thousands of students every year, which is an exciting thing to be a part of. But what I'm excited to be part of right here is continuing every one of these conversations and coming together, talking about what we have found that not only ourselves are politically passionate about and want to make sure is heard in 2016, but what our peers care about, what our classmates care about.
Exactly. And you brought up the idea that you're not even just focused on 2016, but in the future, because it's also known that this 2016 election can not only just decide 4 years, but many more years to come. So it's very important that people get educated and understand that their vote does matter, no matter majority, minority, whatever it is. So thank you so much for being on Penguin Radio here, radio.dominican.edu at Dominican University of California. We're hosting College Debate 2016, and we'll be back momentarily for more information. Thank you, guys, and stay tuned.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mary Marcy, and I have the privilege of being the president of Dominican University of California, which also means I have the privilege of welcoming delegates from all 50 states and the District of Columbia to the first ever College Debate 16. I am thrilled and excited to meet all of you, because I have seen what you have done even in the short time since you've been selected and since the June convening. So I'm going to tell you very briefly about that, and then we're going to pursue with the purpose of this gathering, which is actually to spend time not just virtually, but in person with each other. So let me tell you briefly what you've done since June. You came here in June. You talked about bring it to the table. You talked about civil discourse. You talked about getting the shouting out of politics, but putting the passion and the reality back in. You spent all summer doing that. You've now reached well over 1 million people online. You have more than 1 million social media users, and it's growing. Just last week, over 500,000 people looked at College Debate 16. That's because of the work you're doing. But it's not just about talking, it's actually about doing. So by the time we get done tomorrow afternoon, you're going to present to me and to the moderators the 5 key questions that millennials want answered in this year's elections. And I'm going to be honored to introduce that conversation, and then I'm going to do what everybody else is going to do, not just in the auditorium, but all over this nation. I'm going to listen. We're going to listen to what you have to say, because your voice matters. You've proven it this summer, and we're just getting started. The point of this afternoon is that many of you have been up for a very long time. I think some of you, if you do the math, we're probably up at 2 a.m. Pacific time. So we don't want to spend a whole lot more time talking at you. I'm pretty sure I'm the only thing now standing between you and talking to each other, dinner, and sleep, which is probably pretty high on the agenda. So what I want you to know is there's a few folks from Dominican around who are excited to meet you. I know you're excited to see each other again in person, so please do all of that. Welcome to Dominican. Have a fantastic experience here. We're thrilled to be hosting you, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Welcome.
Welcome, everybody. We're back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu for College Debate 2016. We are here in Calarega Plaza of Dominican University of California with all of the delegates gathered here talking amongst each other, and we were able to actually snag a Dominican delegate here. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tigist, and I am a fourth-year undergrad student here at Dominican. I'm studying political science, concentrating in international relations with a business minor. And I had the opportunity to sign up to be a delegate while I was abroad in France this past semester. And I felt that I was disconnected from where I was and the school and the country and everything. So I decided, let me sign up for this College Debate thing. To be honest, I didn't know what it was and I didn't know what I was signing up for. But later on, I found out everything about it. And when I came back, I ended up missing the first convention that they had in June, but when I came back, I was kind of, I kind of threw myself into what was happening now. And I'm a very big advocate of many issues, but the main ones are immigration, foreign policy, education, and civil rights are the top four for me.
Yeah, that seems to be a lot of what's talked about. Anything specific with any of those four? I mean, I know they can get so broad and so deep, but mm-hmm. is there anything specific about any one of those that you're really focusing on here with the town hall going on tomorrow, or, you know, conversating with any of these other delegates here from across the nation?
Mm-hmm. There is definitely that one that touches every topic that I just said is education, mm-hmm. because the problems that we have with civil rights, foreign policy, immigration, all has to do with the fact that either people are trying to get an education, they're lacking education, or it's hard for them to reach the potential that they want to get to. So I would say that's the number one thing. I came to this country looking for education. I came to the school looking for education. So I know from the time that I can remember how important it is, not just for myself, but for our country, for our world, just for people to be knowledgeable about everything that's happening around
them. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's actually come up a few times now, education, the fact that, you know, the idea of being able to have an education and being able to, you know, get a degree or a master's or something like that can earn you the money to provide for yourself mm-hmm. and others. It all starts from the bottom and it all connects with everything. So it's, you know, all of these issues are very important and in one way or another can connect with one, like one another. And it really makes a difference for people like us to go out and vote.
Yeah.
So
most definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, being abroad, that's the one thing that broadened it. And the fact that not a lot of people are open-minded, and education helps you become open-minded.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that must have been an experience in and of itself to be in another country. And was there anything actually specific about, you know, what was going on here mm-hmm. that anything in France, you know, were people talking about, you know, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Was that ever a conversation? Like, what did people think about what was going on this election year in America?
The minute I told them I was from the United States, they would ask me whether am I voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, and also whether I own a gun or not.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Yeah, and also a lot of the colored people there would remark about the shootings here. So I had quite a few African or black men let me know that they would never come to the U.S. because they're afraid of being shot. And that was the one thing that I was kind of shocked by.
That really stuck to you?
Yeah, stuck to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting that everybody really abroad kind of knows what goes on here. So not, I wouldn't say like in depth, but just like hardcore. It's around everywhere. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, with us, it's not that we're kind of ignorant, but it's everything that goes on here is really like, especially this election year, is really just going around the world. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting to see, you know, what people in France would think about our election year. And they immediately know the words Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, connecting it to gun control and gun violence.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see, you know, how that is. So I want to thank you for talking about that, being on Penguin Radio here with us at radio.dominican.edu. Again, we're here for College Debate 2016. And Tegas is one of the delegates here from Dominican. And we thank you for being on the air with us. And we'll be right back with another delegate to dive into some more information.
Stay tuned.
FaceTime, but the people wanna Skype me. If I do time, then who would really write me? I stay on y'all mind, but oh, I think they like me.
Welcome back, everybody, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu at Dominican University of California, here at Calarega Plaza for College Debate 2016, with over 150 delegates gathered here to talk about certain issues that are coming up in this 2016 crazy election year. I am joined here on Penguin Radio by Sam and Angela, and, you know, we'll just dive straight into it. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Sam.
So I come from Houston. I go to the University of Houston, where I study history and philosophy. And I came to this college debate not really knowing what to expect. But what I've enjoyed most about it is just getting to interface with a bunch of different people with different ideas.
That's what it's all about. That's really what this is, to get opinions going together and get the voices heard. Angela, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm from upstate New York, Rochester, New York, to be exact, in case anybody knows where the heck that is. I study social work and interfaith studies, which is kind of like world religions and also peace and justice. And originally I came here to try and figure out how to get my friends to care about this stuff that really does matter. So, yeah.
Yeah, Sam, you mentioned, you know, you're not really in school involved directly with political science? Did you just want to come here to kind of get opinions started and generate and get voices heard? Or what really drew you to wanting to be a delegate to come here to Dominican with all these other students?
It was really just talking to other people from around the country. In Houston, it's a very conservative city, mm-hmm. And I'm from the north, I'm from Michigan, but I've been in Houston for most of my political maturity, and I wanted to interface with more liberal ideas. I myself am a Marxist, so I don't really identify with pretty much most of the people I run into in Houston, and the leftist community is very small there.
Right, yeah. So leftist community here, especially in Marin County, is quite large. So I'm sure, you know, I'm not necessarily with all the delegates here because they're from everywhere. But if you were to talk to people around here or even some students from Dominican who are local, you would definitely see that aspect. So, yeah, that's great. I mean, it's good to have, you know, someone from Houston with conservative, you know, surroundings with different ideals than that to come to an even different spot. So it's really great to have you here, Sam. And Angela, what about you? I mean, issues that you really want to focus on that are important to you here when you come to this delegation for this town hall tomorrow?
Yeah, so Rochester, New York actually is in the top five for child poverty and homelessness in the entire country. So I, as a social work major, I work with populations in that respect all the time. So I guess for me, issues regarding stable housing and mental health care and things like that to really help people struggling with stable housing is definitely what I focus on.
Well, that's awesome because, you know, that's an issue that, you know, isn't on Fox News or CNN mm-hmm. or, you know, I mean, it's, you know, in the better, you know, the things like New York Times and Washington Post, those things that dive into politics, mm-hmm. but that's not, you know, a huge issue that people talk about. So it's great to come here and talk about those issues. Thank you for coming here and wanting to do that. What about you, Sam? Certain issue or idea that really interests you for this delegation?
Not particularly. I came more to talk
to communicate with people.
Communicate. I'm part of a international leftist organization called Platypus Affiliated Society. And what we do is we, all over the world, we have like chapters that host panels and discussions within the left. And so what I came here to do was kind of talk to people about that.
Awesome.
As well as just kind of get a understanding of what politics is around America more so that I can understand and the object of critique
right,
better.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, America over these past, you know, this past decade has just become so much more diverse, so many different ideas, so many things coming to the platform for this crazy election year. It's very important for students like us to go out and, you know, not even if it's just this delegation here where you guys have to come from all over the nation, just, you know, back at school or back at home with your family, with your friends, with strangers, just communicate, you know, get opinions out there. It doesn't have to be the same opinion. If you talk to someone that has the opposite one, you're educated about the other side. Come to an agreement, understand what each other think. And that's, you know, the big thing about politics is compromise and agreement and understanding where people come from.
I think that that's true, but also just really helping individuals like ourselves understand that this really does matter and it really does affect us as
exactly.
a whole. And it might not affect us in our individual, you know, self, but it affects everybody in our community. And those are the communities that we belong to and that we are, you know, we should be helping. So.
Exactly. And yeah. You also bring up the point that, you know, it's not even just about us or about what's immediately going to happen, but these 4 years could decide many, many things, you know, whether it's domestic or foreign, mm-hmm. A Supreme Court seat or not, that could decide so many things here in the United States. And, you know, it could change things abroad with how countries view us. So these next 4 years, looking on to the next, you know, 50 years, as we've talked about earlier with one of the other delegates, is it's so important for people to be, you know, educated and understanding what's going on. So I would like to thank you guys for coming here
to
Dominican, seeing our campus, what we have to offer, conversating with all these other delegates and getting the word out there of how important this election is and how important it is just to communicate and talk and get opinions heard. So thank you so much for being here, Sam and Angela.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We will be right back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, here at Dominican University of California, Calarega Plaza, for College Debate 2016. Kicking it off with the meet and greet, and we've been interviewing some delegates here. I'm joined by Haley from Washburn University. Haley, just tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from and the influences that you've gathered and, you know, why you want to be here to be a delegate.
All right. So, I'm from Washburn University, which is in Kansas. It's in the capital up in Topeka. I'm an accounting major with a minor in poverty studies. So that being said, the economic state of our country is very important to me. But at the same time, youth vote is kind of just my big topic.
Right,
that's what I'm most passionate about.
And that's really what this is all about. Yeah, totally. So you're involved a little bit in poverty, and you said that, you know, your issue kind of is young civil engagement voting, which, you know, raises the idea that us young voters, us students, really are going to decide a lot of what happens in this election, how critical it is for people to understand that it's not just, you know, one vote doesn't matter. Minority, majority, it doesn't matter. You need to vote. You need to get your opinion out there. Is that kind of, you know, the way you feel, the way this has been, you know, looking like that's what people think here?
Yeah. Actually, back in Kansas, I work with a nonprofit called Loud Light, and it's all about just getting out there and getting millennials involved in the election process, just doing your civic duty in local and, like, not just national elections, but also local and state elections. So
Which is, I mean, to go on the record, that is incredibly important too. You know, it doesn't have to just be a presidential election to go vote every 4 years. There's an election every single year. That's basically the way it's been set up in our system. And it's so important to be registered and voting every year because, yeah, this presidential election will decide a lot of what goes on these next 4 years. But like you said, like state and local elections are just very important. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's actually the first time that's come up today.
Yeah.
So thank you. Anything else that you know is interested that you've seen going on here, or anything back in Kansas that is different that you've noticed, or anything that you want to talk about that really could get, you know, a spark going for someone listening, a college student listening that really doesn't know what's going on here or around the country?
Yeah, actually, one of the things that I would like to talk about is a lot of states have a deadline for when you can register to vote. Obviously, it's October 18th, so even if you're not sure of who you want to vote for, or, you know, what topics are most important to you, or, like, what representatives are running in your state, you definitely should register to vote. Just having that,
It's the first step.
Yeah.
It's the first step to getting involved.
Well, not only that, but that census information is public, so the people who are running in that state can see that, oh, wait, you know, all of these college students have registered to vote.
Or
maybe,
haven't, or, you know, look to see who to go, you know, talk to, and it's very important.
Yeah, and if they see that influx in registered students, maybe they'll decide, you know, while I'm out there campaigning, I should stop by this campus and figure out what's important to them.
Right.
So
register. Yeah, think about things that affect college students directly that in the future, which a lot of what's come up actually on this show today is education and paying for it and getting in and things like that and how it all intertwines. So exactly, like it's very important for people to understand that registering to vote is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, I mean, this is what it's really all about, is people coming here to discuss how important that is and, you know, getting opinions heard. And if you're not registered and you're not voting and you're the one out there blabbing on social media and putting out these opinions that you didn't even vote for, it becomes pretty irrelevant because you can't just be the one that's criticizing everything, but then, you know, not actually engaging in something that you have the opportunity to, that a lot of countries around the world don't have the opportunity.
Exactly. If you want something to change, you have to take the step forward and start to get the ball rolling.
Exactly.
If you don't start the push, then nothing's going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I want to thank you for being here for College Debate, getting voices heard.
Definitely.
You know, starting everything for this crazy election coming up in November and being part of College Debate 2016. Thank you for being on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy the town hall tomorrow, and we'll be right back here on Penguin Radio. I slay. Hello, everybody, back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, at Dominican University of California's Calarega Plaza, here discussing with delegates from the College 2016 convention, the town hall going on tomorrow, getting voices heard, talking about how young voters really need to register and go out there and be a part of this democratic system. I'm joined here by Talia from Dominican University. Just tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, you're a poli-sci student here and very engaged with what goes on campus and just a huge advocate for being involved in politics and understanding what's going on.
Yes, I'm definitely here for the talking. I'm also president of the debate club here on campus. I am also dabbling in history, going to get that minor at the end of this week.
There we go.
And I'm just really passionate about politics. I feel like the fact that people hear politics and think it's taboo and want to run away from the conversation, but really what it comes down to is your value system and understanding the government that's here to work for us.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that they have the opportunity to participate in something that is very special to the United States of America, to be able to vote, to be able to help decide what's going to go on for, as you know, as a president the next 4 years, and how that 4 years, this election year, can be so important. Going into that, is there an issue that it really strikes you for being like big for this election year that, you know?
Ooh, for this election year, top three.
Okay.
No, immigration, national security, definitely, and healthcare. And I know that healthcare was a big thing because everyone instantly thinks Obamacare.
Exactly.
But also having women's right to choose,
right.
Planned Parenthood.
Right. I mean, there's so many aspects that come into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's fantastic. And those are bigger issues that have come to this platform, you know, that all the news channels talk about, the newspapers, and can spark a lot of talk on social media of whether, you know, this certain aspect is correct, this opinion, people going out and commenting on certain videos or posts, or, you know, and then you begin to wonder, you know, what is reliable? Are these people involved in politics? Is this just some opinion? Are they criticizing for no apparent reason? Like, you know, what is the motive? And it's very important for people to understand that being involved in this aspect, in this democratic system, is so important. And that's what this whole entire College Debate 2016, this whole delegation, everyone here to come talk and communicate, is all about.
Because that's what's really important here, is the fact that we're talking about it, because in order for us to have a democratic system, to vote, to have an opinion about any issue, we need to know some facts.
Right.
We need to know some type of information. And I think that's where things start to get a little bit muddled, when people just... Sometimes it's great to just talk about your opinion, but we need to know what's actually happening.
An educated opinion is, granted, you know, we talk about going out and voting, which is awesome. Go
vote.
But also be educated when you do it. Don't show up to a polling place. Don't think that, you know what's going on based on social media. Don't think that social media is your place to learn. Mm-hmm. Don't think that, you know, opinions formulated just, you know, in your own conscience are what is correct and what you should vote for. Understand what goes on around this nation. Understand what people are talking about, what's important, what's even not important, and arise those questions, and then learn about them.
Definitely. Research your acts, research your props for your state, for your local government. Research who you're voting for, because sometimes people are more than just the person and the character that you see. They may give a great speech, but they may not have the true value system that you may honor within yourself.
Exactly.
So it's time for us as young people to get into that habit of really paying attention to what's going on around us.
Exactly.
And understanding and learning about the issues and values that really appeal to us. It's more than just voting.
It's more than just name recognition. It's more than just issue policy recognition. It's being out there. And you brought up, you know, even local state things, like, be involved with that too. I mean, you know, this is all about kind of election year 2016, mm-hmm. presidential, but we also want to make this step further. You know, this 4 years will decide a lot of what happens in the future. But I mean, so much of that can be affected by, you know, an election every single year, because that's the way our system is set up. And it's just so important to be a part of that.
Yep, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Talia, for being on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, here at Dominican University of California. Again, we're here for College Debate 2016, the first ever meeting here with over 150 delegates to just talk about their issues, opinions they're very interested in, and get, you know, young people intrigued and wanting to vote. So thank you again, Talia, for being on air.
Of course.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Penguin Radio.
Yeah,
Hello and welcome back. We are wrapping it up here at Dominican University of California, Calarega Plaza, where the delegates from College Debate 2016 have gathered to just meet and greet here before the town hall tomorrow. And I'm actually gathered here on Penguin Radio by Hannah Rodriguez Farrar, who is really kind of responsible for all of what's going on here. And I really just want to dive into, you know, some things that have gone on here, what your thoughts are on all these students finally coming together, not just virtually, but in person and talking and getting the conversation going for this town hall tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm really psyched to have them back. It was June was an amazing time. I think the students really loved meeting each other, and we just created this amazing cohort that was together for just 2 days and then went online and blew up what they were talking about that happened here on campus. So to have them back in a face-to-face, just reconnecting with friends is kind of fun. So tonight they get here, we're going to have some dinner, and then we're going to do a little bit of a rehearsal for the town hall. And then tonight, actually, we're going to get to do some work.
Awesome.
So we're gonna actually, I mean, I know they're a little exhausted.
Yeah,
but
for sure, probably a little tired.
Little
this
tired,
dinner and hangout
right,
might
yeah,
be
a little
much
bit
needed.
Much, yes, but we need to get some work done in preparation for the town hall.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't know how much you know. They have, we're going to whittle down from 9 main issues to 5 tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
And then tomorrow we're going to present 5 issues, but 3 questions per issue. And at the town hall, they're going to vote on the question they want to forward.
Right.
So they need to have a fair amount of time thinking about what's important to them, talking to each other about why that's important to them. We're looking for people to connect to what's personal about whatever issue matters to them, and then have that really inform what they think about what they want to hear from the candidates.
Yeah, exactly. And everything you just mentioned really talks about what this is all about, which is, you know, these students from across the nation coming together, speaking about things, you know, even if it's not their issue, they talk to someone else about their issue. They see
exactly
both sides. They understand where each other's coming from. A lot of what this system is built on is
right
compromise and understanding the other side. And so this is great for people here, this first really gathering for this town hall for students to understand. And now it's going, you know, even more viral.
Yep.
Thousands of people getting involved online, social media. Mm-hmm. So this has just been a great event just now starting. And it's really awesome to have this here, have you on air, and
yep,
talk about what's going on.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's been one, and Penguin Radio has been great. We've
awesome.
We've sent out our podcast from June, and to the delegates and other people, you guys have just helped us get the word out in different ways. So it's been wonderful working with you.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thank you so much, Hannah, for being here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Again, the College Debate 2016 going on here on campus. People gathering here from all over the nation, delegates just coming to talk about issues and getting involved in voting and how important it is for this young vote to really get engaged and possibly decide this 2016
right
election year. Thank you for tuning in to this meet and greet session of College Debate 2016. And that'll wrap it up here for us. Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.